there that I hear commonly. Like, yesterday, I heard, why don't you move to Modesto? Things like that.
They're just
not helpful and not, you know, a solution at all.
That was from one of our Huff members, I think.
It was. And it's an honest question, and, you know, if he wants to know the answer to that, I didn't mind answering it.
And what was your answer?
My answer was that there's several personal reasons why I don't move to Modesto, but I used a generalization that I like to tell everybody, is that this city has a lot of hospitality workers, and in general, a lot of workers that make under the $15 an hour mark. That includes your hotel maid service, your Taco Bell workers, you know, people that might massage your feet. I don't know, a lot of different type of workers that service you, your people that bag your groceries. If all of them left and moved to Modesto, what would this city look like? Who would be running this city? Who would be doing all those jobs?
Automation. Robots, of course.
Well, and to which the response was, people will commute. People will commute to these jobs from, like, Hollister, he quoted. And I kind of chuckled, because I don't think that's true, and I don't think that's feasible. That just puts the poor man even poorer. And I don't see that anybody's going to be commuting here for, you know, $11 an hour from Hollister. Who would do that? That doesn't make any sense. And they're already making a low wage. Why would you want them to have less of a paycheck to take home to their family because they have to commute to Santa Cruz for $12 an hour? It just makes the poor person poorer. It's not a solution towards, you know, solving this poverty crisis. You know, everybody who's poor just move further away. That is not going to work.
Well, yeah, but it gets them out of our hair here, Alicia.
Yeah, I get that that's what everybody wants, but it's not going to fix the problem. That ideology is making things worse. That's exactly the reason why nothing's changing.
Now, you've been to a couple of, for the first time, as I understand it, maybe I'm wrong about that, to governmental bodies. You went to the Parks and Rec Commission. That was at my instigation. Then you also went to City Council. I also prompted you or encouraged you to do that. What did you learn, if anything, from those two expeditions?
Just that there's a lot of politics involved in this kind of stuff, and a lot of different channels towards getting change. Like, you know, if you want this thing, you got to go to this person. If, you know, you have a problem with that, this is the person you talk to. And then you have to persuade them to listen to you, you know, have a heart, understand what you're saying, and then you have to get them to do something about it. It takes a lot to get change. I'm noticing that.
Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to add anything you want to this series of questions that I sort of have writhed out of myself here. Anything you want to add? Any thoughts you have?
No. Nothing, I guess, specifically. I mean, just that I did apply for the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee. We both know that, you know, a shot in the dark. But if they were to pick somebody like me, it would do them service because they need, like you said, they need more voices of the people. They need more straight community contact so that people who are actually living in these situations or difficult situations or even who have had experience can directly tell them what it's like and what is needed service-wise and et cetera. Because having these people that have never experienced anything and who are part of the problem because they're spreading these myths and these untruths be the decision makers and the only voices that are heard, I think, is also part of the problem. Nothing is coming down and actually helping people because of a lot of different reasons. But if we could get a voice that it actually really knows what's going on to speak for things, I mean, I do think it would help.
You're here. Well, thanks, Alicia. I will leave it at that, and you'll be on the air at 6 o'clock tonight, I should say, on the stream. It'll be archived shortly thereafter under Lost Shows on the Huff website. I think you were able to find that last time.
Yes, I was.
Excellent. Well, now you can find it again. Thank you, babe.
All righty. Thank you, Robert.
Bye-bye.